Lord, teach us to pray. In fact, it seems a little strange that the disciples had to ask Jesus to teach them how to pray. The Jewish tradition was a tradition of prayer. They would have known the daily prayers and the prayers for the Sabbath and those on feast days and festivals. They prayed in the synagogue and in the temple, and they still asked Jesus, teach us to pray. Is that something we should be asking? Asking Jesus to teach us to pray? Or do we assume that we already know how to pray because we know the Lord's Prayer? The prayer Jesus taught his disciples when they asked for instruction. The Lord's Prayer itself is precious, very precious, but it's not the only way that Jesus gave to his disciples, not the only answer, not the only way of praying. It's a model which our prayers might follow, which might and what they might include. It's a teaching aid, as well as a loved and treasured part of our Christian heritage. One of the things it teaches is intimacy. It starts by addressing God as Father, Abba. Not quite the familiarity of our casual dad or daddy, papa, but as near as possible to that in the more formal demands of the society of that time. A loving and respectful relationship. The prayer demands that we focus our attention on God. It is God's name and God's kingdom that come before all else. That said, the prayer goes on to include three requests for ourselves: for food, for forgiveness, and for safety from the time of trial. So having focused on God's holy name and God's kingdom, as the framework calls for our life and prayer, we can express our needs boldly and at any time. As Jesus goes on to explain, God is like the neighbor who is close enough to pester at the worst possible moment. Someone you can count on because you know God and God knows you. When it comes to prayer, there's always something to learn. And one of the most important things, for me anyway, is to take time. Time for sharing our spontaneous thoughts with God. The kind of prayer that's like coming home to family and friends and getting our immediate thoughts off our chest. Phew, it's hot outside. The traffic's a nightmare. Guess who I saw in town today? The everyday things. Prayer that shares with God the immediacy of our daily life. Or maybe it's like being on a walk with a friend. There are times of companionable silence, or moments when we exclaim at the beauty of the view, or complain about the rain or the steep path. Whether it's silent or chatting, it means being aware of God's presence in the now of our everyday. Time too, of course, for prayers about special concerns. Like talking to a trusted friend about our problems or hurts, disappointments or failures. Or when we see the misery of pain of the world and feel so powerless to do anything to help. Time for regular prayer. Time set aside to thank God for the blessings we receive, to talk about our day, and to seek forgiveness for the things we've done wrong. Michael Ramsay, former Archbishop of Canterbury, explained different types of prayer like this. Petition is being before God asking for ourselves. Adoration is being before God in wonder. Thanksgiving is being before God in gratitude. Meditation is being before God considering. Penitence is being before God with regret for wrongdoings committed, and intercession is being before God on behalf of others. And God answers our prayers. Not always as we want, not by magicking away our problems, not by granting our every wish. At the close of that gospel reading, we hear Jesus say, "If your child asks for a fish, would you give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, would you give a scorpion? If you who are evil can give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" I think looking at that another way, we might say, if your child asks for a snake, would you give a snake or a scorpion? If the child asked for a scorpion, is that what you would give? We are not always wise in our prayers and in our requests, but God knows that and gives us what is suitable. St. Paul understood this. He commented that we often do not know what to pray or how to pray. And he reassures us that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he adds that the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. I personally find that very reassuring. God interprets our words when they are hesitant, mistaken, foolish, wrong. God never misunderstands us or our intentions, but graciously invites us to come and say what we need, all the things we need to tell him. And when we do, God listens and responds. Risen Saviour, teach us to pray without ceasing. Amen.